Drive past front yards in town and along Mitkoff Highway, and you'll see them. White signs with green text supporting the search for great answers on one side. The other side reads search hospital supporter. They're an outward indication of a budding debate over the future of local healthcare. A question of whether to support PMC's plan to build a new facility or to let Search take over operations and build a new hospital on their dime instead. Ron Ware, a transit driver for the Petersburg Indian Association, puts it this way.
To me, it feels like the community is standing on the edge of the pool. Search on the shallow end, PMC on the deep end. It feels safe to jump in the shallow end on Search side because they're going to cover the cost of a hospital. PMC, okay, we're going to jump in. There's a strong possibility we can go over our head.
Petersburg Medical Center published a master plan last year, after 5 years of analysis that determined much of the facility is failing. It includes three cost estimates. One, based on a potential site north of Haugen Drive, was $92 million. Another, at the same site but with a different design, was $96 million. A third, in the unlikely event they built a multi-story facility at their current location, was $110 million. Each of those estimates includes the cost of site preparation, design work, and equipment. PMC CEO Phil Hofstetter has maintained from the beginning that he has no intention of making taxpayers shoulder the cost of a new facility. Here he is on a monthly radio show.
From the starting point when I came in here, I was adamant about not extending the cost to the community. That's something that is a last resort to me.
The price tag is well beyond the borough's or medical center's capacity to borrow money anyway. Still, that cost is a top concern for Search proponents like Ware. They don't want taxes to go up, so Search seems like a win-win. A new hospital plus no tax hike.
The community as a whole is getting older. There's not that many people paying taxes for one reason or another. So it's going to fall on a small majority. And that majority is worried that our taxes will go up.
Instead of taxes, PMC is seeking grants to fund the project. Hofstetter has said securing grants requires a phased approach, and that some funders like to support certain stages of projects. Borough Assembly members and medical board members have expressed their confidence in Hofstetter's ability to get that money. But to Tracy Welch, tribal administrator at the Petersburg Indian Association, a phased approach is still too much of a risk.
What does that look like? Are they going to build a pit out somewhere, pick a site, build a pit, and then all of a sudden we're not able to find the grant resources? It's going to fall back on the taxpayers to pay for this. They're not going to let a pit sit out there without moving forward.
Welch says PIA's tribal council bought the signs that now stand in many Petersburg lawns. They designed them in-house, ordered them, and distributed them out of their office at the end of June. Welch says Search was not involved in the creation of the signs. With the help of their transit system, PIA delivered signs to those who couldn't pick them up themselves. Ware says the 200 signs were gone in a week, and Welch says it was a 50-50 split between Alaska Native and non-Native households. One of those signs went to Carrie Martinson. For her, a big benefit of a Search facility would be access to a broader network of specialists working in the region.
My children and my husband get care through Search. Like, the idea of them not having to leave town for certain things would be great, and seeing firsthand the kind of specialists that they move through their facilities, and that I think it could benefit everybody. The conversation has to be more about the realities of living here and how we can provide the best care at the best price for the entire population.
Martinson says she appreciates PIA for pushing for that conversation.
PIA is very community-minded and also works really hard on lifting up its members, a lot of whom have been marginalized in a lot of ways. And so I think that their role, and they're hopping on, like, making these signs and like, hey, do we want to talk about this, is great. And they didn't just offer their signs to their membership. It was to everybody.
And she says it's not meant to disparage PMC.
I hope that the PMC staff knows that because I have a yard sign, it doesn't mean that I think they're not doing a good job at what they're doing. It's just to have the conversation, to know that we're looking at all different options and angles and pitfalls.
PIA hasn't taken an official stance on a possible search facility. And Welch says the signs are meant to be a conversation starter, rather than an endorsement by PIA. But some PMC workers do feel like it's a stance. A stance causing division within the community that, Hofstetter says, could negatively impact their ability to get funding.
The signs are division, you know. I'm not interested in creating PMC signs, because if you create another sign, it just creates division. And that's not what we need to get the job done.
Hofstetter says staff have worked hard in the last year to help with COVID mitigation plans at the school district, speak to the assembly, and organize health fairs. After a challenging pandemic year, the signs can further lower morale.
When I see how hard our staff work, how challenging the past couple of years have been, how vested our staff are in the community, how I know that patients are cared for on a daily basis, how our physicians are completely invested in this community, it bothers me that the signs depict wanting to go with another agency.
PIA says they're working to organize a town hall-style discussion with Search representatives. Search's Senior Director of Lands and Property Management, Megan Bozak, declined to comment on the yard signs or Search's interest in Petersburg. PMC's board has created a community engagement committee that will work to answer questions, address concerns, and hear recommendations about expanding healthcare services in the community. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.